guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Sydney Journey.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
How did I mess that up?
It's been a long day, babe.
It has. How's your day been?
My day's been okay, actually. I was really, really exhausted, though.
Why?
Because I went to bed quite late. We did badminton yesterday since it came. And that meant that my bedtime got pushed back by like 2 hours because obviously the commute, you come shower, get ready for bed. And then I did wake up an hour later than I normally do, but I still just threw off my body clock. And
what time did you wake up?
I woke up at 7:15 today.
And you normally wake up at 6:15?
No, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I used to be like you.
Just because I'm trying to bring September at work, so I've been walking to work, but like proper, like trying to make sure that them steps get counted. So how about yourself? How was your day?
Also very tired. Not only because of badminton, because I got home and then I had Bible study, and after Bible study I was on FaceTime to my girls until 1 a.m. Yeah, but you know when you're so tired, I know, like. Honestly, but for some reason, like, I just couldn't get to sleep. Yeah.
So when you woke up, did you feel like you were rested or just exhausted?
Exhausted. However, I said to God, please, like, can you give me strength for today? Like, can you wake me up? And no word of a lie, after my shower, I felt woken up.
Yeah. Normally when that happens, like, you know, when you can't sleep, for me, I just feel like energized the next day because I got less sleep than normal because of like the adrenaline. But I guess yesterday was different because it's like I got just about glad you felt energized after the shower.
No, thank God for the strength he gave me. And honestly, this whole day, no, I'm not gonna lie, when I got to work, I was groggy.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is gonna be a long day, but it actually wasn't, it actually was not a long day. However, we had a rude client.
Really? What did they do? Can you say what they did? Or was that not allowed to be disclosed to the people?
She was just rude to me. By email.
And that's one of the things. It's like, obviously, email, you have like a trust. Like, obviously, you want to be nice to customers and stuff. It's like, when they're being rude for no reason, as if you're the one who's caused them to have whatever bad day that they're having. It's like, just like, for why?
But yeah, the day went quicker than expected.
Guys, badminton with Cinta, she's trying to come again next week, yeah?
No, I'm leading. I'm leading Bible study.
Our other cousin's coming, Angela's
really?
Coming.
Really? Yeah, next week?
She's coming next week, yeah. Oh, and Amanda says she's going to
Is it going to be a weekly thing?
We go every Monday.
No, I know, but the cousins, is it going to be
weekly? Yeah, on Saturday, my work bestie, she had her Mendy. And it was so pretty, it was so nice, it was so vibey. The food was so good. I've been thinking about the food, like, every morning for the past couple of days because it was that good. And then after the Mendy, I went to meet them, like, all my cousins and stuff at my our young cousin's house because she had a graduation barbecue. And it was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good day with my family.
Yeah. We danced, we gist, we vibed.
We stayed up until 4 a.m. and I was so tired for church the next day. The next day, hours later.
Yeah, my sister Litney, she fell asleep. Cinta, like, she clocked out.
I should have joined with you, but everyone was like, no, Cinta!
Yeah, because I feel like even though we see each other, I still feel like I didn't see her enough. And it's just because I don't see all of the cousins together as often. So, and it was literally all the cousins that were left. Like, even our older cousins that were there. The last time I saw them, I don't know. Yeah, anything else happened this week? Oh, my lovely sister, who loves me so dearly.
Kakana. I don't.
Got me a Kindle, guys. And it's the matcha green Kindle that I wanted to get. Like, I was going to get it a couple months ago, but then I was like, okay, Loretta, priorities. And then she just got me a Kindle. Like,
so you do like gift-giving?
No, I like thoughtful things.
No,
I
not
do
you.
Like,
she. Oh.
No, I just saw her go on the train. I said, oh, yeah, Loretta wanted one, so I just got her.
That is gift-giving, then.
affairs. But I feel like some, I feel like gift giving is very like, someone's like thought about it for a long period of time and they're like, oh, I'll get it for this person. Not I really. Literally like saw it and I was like, oh, I know she wants this. Yes.
Yes, it is.
I did get a little bit of joy giving it to her, to be fair.
I even wanted
to open it myself.
Oh, yeah. She kept asking me, there's a box, can I open it? Can I open it? I said, no, let me open something.
Guys, you want to see what it looks like? I'm going to get all like the decorations and cases and accessories and stuff. But it's like a cutesy little booty. And I got Kindle Unlimited because why not?
This is not an ad.
Manifestation, I guess. Prayer, whatever you want to call it.
Joking that, yeah.
It is an ad.
Not an ad.
Use our code year 10.
Year 10
for 10% off. We're joking.
But September has begun. Gilmore Girls, Twilight, Harry Potter.
But I would say Big Bad Theory and Modern Family, but those are just standard, like that's all year round. But Gilmore Girls, she's never watched it, guys.
No, I'm not. Oh, sorry. Did I offend you?
Yeah, that's very crazy. Offensive.
Sorry.
Why?
I don't know. Growing up, I just never really heard of it.
I actually heard a bit until Netflix.
She clearly didn't like hear me mention it. Because our other cousin, when I was like 14 or 15, I was hooked on Gilmore Girls. I was watching it. I was such an eager beaver. And then that cousin was like, oh, when I go to, like, our other cousin's house, they let me watch Criminal Minds. And I said, okay. We're watching Gilmore Girls today. So I kept watching Gilmore Girls, and she wasn't feeling it. But then a couple years later, she got, I guess, put on again by someone else, and she fell in love, and she messaged me. She was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know why I never, like, wanted us to watch it. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. And I said, yes.
We saw a vision.
But people didn't want to. So when are you going to...
I will start it soon. I'm unsure when that soon is. Could be now or 10 years later, but I'll start it eventually.
I can't lie, I'm low-key the same when someone recommends something to me.
But that was like you with recommending me Bridgerton.
And Intergalactic.
Yeah, and I watched it eventually, but I watched it. And I still came back and I was like, oh my gosh.
And was it Queen Charlotte?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Took 900 years to watch it. When she watched, she said, why did I take someone to watch it?
Yeah. Literally.
I rest my case, bro.
Do you love me?
I will be the voice of your savage to the stars and the moon with me. But yeah. Gilmore Girls, if you haven't watched it, guys.
If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and
don't
so
stop,
cold.
Never give up. Anyways, guys.
She's pregnant.
With what husband?
Sorry, because all you said, guys, it was giving.
Pregnant with hope, amen. Okay, so our producer is going to ask a question.
Okay, so there's two titles. This one is, your best friend confesses to a crime. Do you report them to the authorities or keep them?
Yay! First of all, it depends.
Wait, not each other, right?
Instead of friend and mutual friends.
It depends. Okay.
What was the
If they're wanted, if it's a hot search, I'm not harboring a fugitive. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not going down. I'm not going down. Like, sorry. Was it obstructing justice?
Loyalty.
So you're going to obstruct justice?
No. You know that question just reminded me of a proverbs like, something about a fool is a false witness and, a wise person tells the truth. So, sorry, best friend, I'm throwing you under.
But it's not even like, but bro, like, why did you do it?
Yeah, if the police ask me, they're like, knocking, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to shame them and tell the truth.
That's long. Yeah, I'm sorry. Have you done?
I love my freedom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to both be behind. I can't even speak. But both are behind bars.
We live in the same prison.
We can't be in the same prison. We won't be. We have to send letters to each other.
I'm not sending you a letter. You put me in prison. To me, that friendship is done. God forbid.
No, we're both going to both be inside. For something I didn't do, but I just kept my mouth quiet.
She would get done at
in prison. Are you crazy?
You're crazy.
You'll be a girlfriend for sure.
No, I won't be a girlfriend. Loretta,
you've got the BBL allegations.
I won't be a girlfriend.
Loretta's got the BBL allegations.
I'll be a girlfriend.
Yeah, you would be a girlfriend. And your girlfriend will protect you.
These are a fan of me. They're trying to get me out. She long gone. She is gone.
Yeah, big but facts.
If I was, nah.
No, actually, you actually have a girlfriend.
Me as a girlfriend.
Yeah.
God forbid.
You would be a girlfriend.
I will not be a girlfriend.
And your girlfriend
will
protect
you. Do you think I'm a victim? Go for me.
Okay, would you prefer unlimited knowledge or unlimited creativity?
Knowledge.
I would say creativity. I would low-key, I also would like appreciate unlimited knowledge, but I feel like knowing too much, I would go crazy and be so sad because nobody else would understand my level of knowledge. So I think creativity, I'd be able to express it through
forms.
And I'd probably enjoy it more.
Do you know what's so crazy? My brain went straight to God, like Jesus, though, yeah. Jesus though, because he was crazy in the sense of he turned water to wine. Mm. He was known for what's it called? Curing those with
diseases
and stuff. But then, and he wasn't killed for that. I thought he was killed because he knew too much. Or am I understanding that wrong?
He was killed because the Pharisees didn't believe that he was the Son of God.
So therefore he knew too, like he was saying a lot, he was doing too much, he was powerful.
Yeah, but it didn't.
So it was the knowledge that killed him as opposed to the creativity that killed him, no?
But maybe the creative acts is what got him caught there.
The miraculous acts.
But didn't that just bring attention to him?
Yeah, exactly.
It was to confirm that,
for his, like,
confirm that he is the Son of God. Mm. Yeah.
You're on a lifeboat with only room for one person. Do you save your significant other or your daughter?
This is the same energy as like childbirth. Like, would they save you or your child?
Mm.
I know what's inside.
My daughter.
Oh, that's great. That's interesting.
Yeah, sorry. Get out of here.
Yeah, I can't lie. I would do the same too.
Yeah, my daughter. I'm sure he can. He's a fit man. Swim.
That would actually probably be, I think that would be a marriage requirement, to be able to swim, because in such situations, we need to be able to get out of it. Not me trying to save you, trying to save the girl, trying to save her.
Hold on, why can't he also be in a lifeboat but just hold our daughter?
I guess that's a loophole then.
Yeah.
Oh, fair.
But what do you mean?
Like, we're both standing and he's just holding her.
Maybe he's just holding onto the side of the boat, I guess.
I'm so confused.
Like she said, there's only one more space in the lifeboat that you're in.
Uh-huh.
Who are you going to choose? Your significant other or your daughter?
What if your daughter's 18 years old?
Hold her, bro.
Oh, okay. I thought you were thinking like hold them like a baby. Like
hold her.
I was thinking you're going to do that. She's hold her.
We can both balance the weight. Lifeboat, I'm sure it can hold up to what? 100 kg?
I don't think so.
More?
More? I died quite quickly.
Whoa.
Lifeboat. No, 100 kg.
They float for hours.
Look at Titanic though. When was
that Titanic? And that was what year was that?
1912, I think, or something like that. I don't know, 19, whatever. Listening, if you don't think a lifeboat can hold 100 kg, if both of us do, we're not making it.
I'm skinny though.
A lift holds 78 kg, roughly.
78.
Oh,
like 780.
We're going even less.
That means that's it. It holds 78 people.
No.
780 kg, 8 people, 7 people, 5 people, 10 people.
Yeah.
Not 78.
Not 78.
Unless it's like a machine.
Do you have
728 people.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wear glasses. We got there, man.
78 people. That's crazy. Good. In a lift.
78 kg. No.
That lift is dropping.
Yo.
Would you guys ever double text?
Yeah.
Depends on.
As in double text a love interest.
Okay, depends on depends on the length of time you've been speaking and how comfortable.
I've been in a relationship with them. Or like
Okay, let's say you're getting to know the person, you're gisting, like you guys really get each other, but it's only been like 2 weeks.
But yeah, I don't mind that. If I feel like, it depends on what context is.
Double text because they didn't reply?
Yeah.
For how long?
In long enough that you double texted.
But what is it about though? To
double text.
It was like, I'm asking you, what time, where are we going again? What time is it?
But that's different because you're requesting something. But more like, if you're just like, you're in conversation.
Like, how are you? If I said.
Yeah. And he doesn't reply. But you know the energy's there.
Yeah.
Because it's been 2 weeks. And prior to that, so it's been good.
2 weeks since I said, how are you? I'd
be like, yeah, actually, you're in office.
No, I said that. Yo.
No.
I
feel like if we're just in and it's gone past like the icebreaker stage, it depends what I'm double texting for or about. But I wouldn't mind.
But I would do what I'll do.
But I'm not a caller.
Press hold question mark. I'm not physically double texting. It'll just do. You get?
Oh, no. I'll text him something totally different. And if he replies to that, I'll be like, so, okay, above.
Should I call you?
Yeah.
Okay, so both of you are saying yes then, you would double text.
But it also depends that.
Black or white. I'm
not a double texter. I'm not a double texter, nor am I a caller. Mm-hmm. However, if we're gisted and I feel comfortable with you, I will double text.
Okay, so you're a yes, Loretta. Where do you stand?
It depends on the
comfortability. No, we need a yes or a no.
But, I also have to understand quickly. Where we, you know, if you're going back and forth with someone,
yeah,
and then suddenly their phone goes into the river. Is that what we're talking about? Or
maybe at night or in the day as well? Because if it's at night, I'm gonna assume that you fell asleep.
Or is that at work? Like you're talking, and maybe 30 minutes go by, response, an hour goes by, response, and then you respond, and it's like time. It's very different. It's very different if it's back and forth, and they'll disappear versus back and forth, and then
what's the difference of back and forth?
If it's a back and forth.
That means you're not even working at that point.
Yeah, like if we were chilling and we're literally in a conversation and then you lose your phone.
You'll double text.
No, I'll be so angry.
But you'll double text?
No.
You will?
No.
You'll give it an hour, you'll double text. It's alright. Humble yourself.
No, but I'll be too angry.
No, actually, angry?
No.
So you're gonna send him a paragraph in the morning?
No, actually.
I
would double text. I'd be like so
yeah, you cool, I, yeah. I know you would.
But then if it was a back and forth
you'd be like, okay, cool, we'll probably
use yeah I don't know, I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
okay, I like so both of you would double text.
I just don't like the fact you were brandless. I don't know, it just feels a bit
bad.
Do
you call a man? I know you would.
No.
You would?
I hate it.
You don't? Really? That surprises me. I know. Bro, wait, I know.
Rebecca, how many times am I calling you, let alone calling a guy?
No, true, but it's a love interest. And also, okay, fair. You just seem like more confident.
Yeah, like you're blasé, like you don't.
Yeah. Like, but I would overthink about calling a man.
Yeah, same. I would as well.
Anyway, guys, we're going to go on to the section that we all love, the book, and we're reading
Stay With Me by Ayobami Adebayo.
Yeah, guys. So, side note, I've only read to 29.
Really?
What did you read to?
31.
When I was reading, I was just like, oh, I knew it. But not one bit, I was a bit like...
That's what I've ruined myself.
Oh. I would have been so annoyed if I ruined that.
Yeah, I was annoyed. That's why I wanted to share it.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm thankful you didn't, because I would have been upset. Should we say what we're talking about?
So, you know how we said, guys, that Yechide had slept with
Dutton,
who is Akin's brother, older brother?
No, Dutton's Akin's younger brother.
Oh, Dutton's, okay, their brother. We have come to knowledge that Akin is the one that arranged Dutton to sleep with Yechide so that Yechide can fall pregnant.
Because what did I say from the jump? I was saying we don't know if Akin is like sterile. And it turns out that he was. And he came to his younger brother and said, because obviously we've seen the morals of Zetton is very...
Is it sterile infertility?
If you're sterile, you can't have children.
Oh.
I suppose it's sterile. I feel that he... Sterile is clean.
He did a vasectomy.
Is that what it says in the book?
No, I thought that when people say, oh, he's sterile, he did a vasectomy.
I thought sterile, I don't know, I thought sterile just meant that you can't produce, like, what makes
a baby.
Yeah, so he went, because obviously, like I was saying, with Dutton's morals of sleeping with his co-workers, sleeping with his wife's colleagues.
Adultery.
Yeah, he was just like, can you do me this one thing? And Aki knew, guys, he knew that Dutton had feelings for Yechide. Because remember when he was like, oh, because it will only be like having relation like 5 times, like it will only be that. And then Dutton literally had to speak it back to himself slowly because he knew that he would like likes her a lot more than just...
That's crazy.
And Dutton relates that to Yechide.
Yechide.
But Akin did lie to Dutton. He made it seem like Yechide knew about this whole arrangement.
Yeah.
And obviously she didn't.
That's just so crazy.
Yeah. And the whole thing that happened in front of Mommy. Yeah, when Dutton came back drunk, and at this point, Yechide obviously knows that Akin arranged this whole thing for Dutton to basically seduce her so that she could fall pregnant with his kid. And the way it was told, it was kind of like when the doctor came to say, oh, the child is not yours because of the whole sickle cell thing with the AS and...
AA.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not possible, so your wife's been sleeping with someone else. And he was like, oh, I had to pretend. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the Mommy thing was like, Dutton, when he came drunk, and then he was there singing, like, all them songs, and then he went to do, like, some, like, touch-up on Yechide, but Akin had to perform. Mommy was like, like, oh my gosh. And then Yechide didn't give, like, reaction, because she's like, at that point, she knew that Akin had set it all up for that, for Dutton to seduce her. And she was just sort of like, the trust she has, like...
Yeah, none at all. She's literally back in isolation.
No one.
No one.
She literally... All she has is Sesan.
Oh, so you've not read on.
No, I haven't read on. That's the... Where's 29? What happens?
I can't say.
Is it really crazy?
Hmm?
Is it really crazy?
No, it's just sad.
Sesan passes away. Flip, because the last bit I was on, went to the hospital, she kept having like crises with the sickle cell, and
so again she's
alone.
Mm-hmm. You need to read on, because it's sad, like she's in a really dark place at the moment.
Yeah,
the character's in a dark place,
but it's so unfortunate, like the fact that she was like losing herself, trying to like have a child for the man that she loves, and then he's done this all behind her back.
Yeah.
But it's also like he obviously loves her and wants to make her happy, but it's like, oh, why don't you? That's obviously not the way to do
it.
He
thought it would be the best solution, but it wasn't.
Pride. I think pride is a thing in that.
Yeah, because he could have had a conversation, like confessing about his
infertility.
Exactly. And I think that would have eased the load off of Yechide. And also, be honest with your mother as well.
Yeah. But I guess that's a thing of like societal expectations. Yeah. Because does that make him less of a man because he can't like produce children?
But you're okay with your wife being seen as less as a woman. And
losing herself.
Exactly. You even had a sister wife. Well, she even had a sister wife because...
Yeah. Do you remember when I was early on when we were reading it, and then she was like, he was like, oh, like now I have to like get her pregnant. Like, the way he was saying it, I was like, he's giving that maybe he was holding back or something like that. But it's like, now it all makes sense. He went to Lagos to then be in communication with Tom so that he could come and sleep with his wife.
Crazy, but I feel for Yechide, literally. I feel for her, even right now, I feel for her, but we'll be yet to disclose that next week.
But even when, do you remember when he was shouting, like calling her crazy and the whole dramatics going out of the club? Yeah. Like, he encouraged and like catalyzed her, like losing herself in certain ways.
Yeah,
Nah, even he's bad vibes for that, I can't lie.
Reminding me of that when he accused her of... So when she had the false pregnancy, what was it called again?
Pseudocyst.
Yeah.
You guys know what it was about.
When she had the false pregnancy and he was like, oh, like, were you seeing another? Were you seeing someone else? Da, da, da. Mm. I guess it was like him trying to plant a seed so that she could, and then he would feel less bad.
Yeah.
For their situation. Because then he could be like, whoa. Mm.
And know. Obviously at that point, he knew that he'd been known that he could have kids. Yeah, exactly.
Because then why, how are you accusing her of doing that and then you ask your brother to do the same thing?
I was about to even create a scenario, but I'm not even going to say what would, because that's just not okay.
It's wild. But I guess desperation causes wisdom to come out your head.
Mm.
Because that's just crazy.
So crazy.
It's crazy, for real. But I feel for you, Chidi, and I... Obviously, I can't really pray for a character, can I? But she just, yeah. I think, I don't know. Being around people, she feels lonely. Being by herself, she feels lonely. The only person that she's clinging on to was her son, who unfortunately
passed on.
So.
These past chapters are actually really sad, guys. So sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's quite dark and heavy now.
Guys, read the book. It's actually so sad, but it's so like, ugh, I don't even know. But yeah, guys, we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next week. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode. We hope that you've enjoyed. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
And comment.
And comment, yeah. And for our audio listeners,
please rate us 5 smackaroonies.
You knew she was going to say that.
Yeah, you guys didn't know. You didn't know. Leave us a review down below. If you're feeling the vibe, if you're feeling the episode, thoughts, feelings, experiences, drop it down.
In the weeks between.
Yeah. Like, we'll see you next time, guys.
See you next time,
guys.
Stay
blessed.
Bye.